Studentradion 98,9 presenterar Out of Time av Pedro Hagenstam med musik av Timberley. Every single door the one has passed in their lifetime opens a way. Every way one has walked leads somewhere. But not every somewhere one has been is a place. My name is Pshepithme. I am a man who has been a great deal of places. I have been in a great deal of times. I've never been lost, and I've rarely been found. I'm a man who specializes in finding very unique moments and visiting places that pique my interest. Every single door that I pass leads anywhere that I like. I've never quite gotten used to the smell of wet concrete. I've not quite gotten used to the smell of industry. But London, in the 50s, here by the harbor, reeks of both. I'm standing in front of a dilapidated old church. I will die yesterday, May 28, 1952. They will tear down the church I'm in front of, turn it into a graveyard. I believe I will be buried here as well. It is not quite right that I will die yesterday. It is that I will be murdered yesterday. I just haven't quite gotten there yet. In order to get there, I need to keep investigating why or how anyone could kill me. It perplexes me. It scares me a little bit. Think about it. There is a church in front of me. It will be torn down next year. In a couple of decades, it will be a park. That park will be visited by many people, and none of them will know that I have died. And yet, I will not live to experience it. At least, I will choose not to. Last time I was on this side of the Thames in London, it was the Battle of Cable Street. Maybe 12 years ago? It was very interesting. The self-proclaimed fascists marching on an immigrant neighborhood, only to be interrupted by the communists. In a time where these labels are not quite as demonified as they are where I'm standing in 1952. Whitechapel, as a neighborhood, is still very working class. I pass a man on the street, and he's wearing overalls. Overalls were barely invented in America when I was born. And now they are commonplace, made of denim? Rough denim. He works probably in a wharf. Maybe a factory in another town. Maybe he's a shoemaker. It is comforting to hear the brumming of cars passing me. Wonderful, wonderful creatures they are. I'm awaiting a taxi. I need to get to St. Mary's and St. George's. It's a Catholic church now. It will be a Coptic church soon. Incidentally, my wake is held there, and not here. I die yesterday, somewhere in Whitechapel. But the police have already left the place and cleaned up, so I'm not sure where. I can't find any clues here. It's frustrating. The taxi that arrives is a very clean one. The man in front, he's humming a tune. There is no radio.
Where are you going, son?
St. Mary's and St. George's?
Two places?
No, it's a church. I think he's Scottish? I do have money. And I sit down in the back. He doesn't immediately drive. He furrows his brow. He looks at me with contempt. Surely, I'm not the first brown-skinned person he's met.
It's fine. You can pay me when you get there.
Thank you. Maybe he doesn't have prejudices like you would expect.
What's the guff?
I'm looking for a religious experience.
Came to the right city. Welcome to London.
Thank you. I like to think for a bit.
Go ahead.
I sit at the back of the church when the Anglican priest is saying something in English. I can't quite hear him. It would be strange to sit at the front of an open service when I am the man at the wake. There are women here. They are grieving, praying. Perhaps they come to church very often. I wait for him to finish. He's talking for a very long time. It is strange. They are not singing anything. There's no music. It's only prayer. It is very clear that I came here alone and I died here alone. None of the other people seem to be like me. Travelers on the big ball of time and the vast void of space. I know a door. I call it anywhere. Because when I need it, it could be anywhere. Simply not in the same place, or at the same time twice. Finally, the man stops speaking, and the women leave. And he leaves, and I don't. Many people experience reality in such a way that it is unquestionable. I don't. I've been nowhere. I've been everywhere. Reality is for me like a question. The rules of nature to me are suggestions that I can countermand, dispute, and disprove. There is a gash. Not quite. It doesn't penetrate the skin. But it travels across my chest. And to me, it's clear that's why I died. My body is otherwise untouched. Looks like someone stuck a straw into me and emptied me. And the gash, I suspect, is the straw. I am gaunt as I lay there in a coffin. But it is clear that I have been spruced up for this open casket. This is not the way I looked when I died. It is helpful, but it is not how I looked when I died. I need to find myself fresher. Which is why when I approach the church door, I think to myself, I could be anywhere right now. I could even be the morgue yesterday. A mortician's work is remarkable. In only what I presume to be a few hours, they have taken this absolute corpse and turned it into something presentable for the afterlife. My father used to say that our ancestors did the same thing. Over the course of a couple of hours, they would take out the innards, the perishables, and turn people into mummies for the afterlife to take care of. A mortician only spruces the body up to last another day. Our ancestors did it for thousands of years of preservation. But this body, my body, is worse than I thought. The gash is unnatural. It was not made in any terms that make sense. It is not a gash made by physical, real matter. I have a bad feeling about it.
Oi! Who are you?
Oh, shit.
What are you doing in here?
Alright, step away from the body, you fucking pervert.
I am not a pervert, I assure you. I am dead.
Alright. Turn around.
I would prefer to be somewhere shit.
Turn around.
Fuck, there's only one door.
Or else the billy club will get you.
Very well, officer. I am turning around. He smells awful. Ugh. He smells terrible. This man must be fresh off eating a garlic sandwich. And his body odor is strong. Much like his arms, his grip, his frustration with me. He does not take a look at the body. I think I'm thankful for that. If he saw that I was both on and off the slab, it would have made my life harder. Doors. Anywhere is a door. It is also anywhere. It is most of all mercurial. I need to believe that I could be anywhere. And even then, the door chooses where to be. I try my hardest to believe that I am not going to jail. But trying does not get you where you need to be every time. So, he takes me out of the morgue. I get many strange looks from the detectives and the people who definitely did not see me enter. I get into a car. It is an old-timey, but newfangled piece of car. I fear that I'm going to jail. I would never ask you.